From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Officials in Pakistan say at least 25 people have died today in multiple terrorist attacks. Three police facilities in and around Pakistan's second largest city, Lahore, were targeted by gunmen. A suicide car bomber rammed a police station in the northwestern town of Kohat. There's been a string of attacks as Pakistan's military prepares to enter areas near the Afghanistan border known to be Taliban strongholds. The government of Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has denied a British newspaper report that Italy's secret services in Afghanistan paid the Taliban thousands of dollars to ensure safety in the area controlled by Italian troops. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Berlusconi's office said the report in the Times of London is completely groundless. Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa called it rubbish. Quoting Western military officials, including NATO officers, the article said Italy had paid tens of thousands of dollars to Taliban commanders and warlords in the Surobi district east of Kabul. The Times accused Italy of not informing its allies, misleading French troops that took over the area in mid-2008. Shortly afterwards, the French contingent was ambushed and 10 soldiers were killed. The report said that because the French knew nothing of the bribes, they had made a catastrophically incorrect threat assessment. A senior NATO officer in Kabul told the Times it might well make sense to buy off local groups to keep violence down, but it's madness not to inform your allies. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
President Obama is scheduled to be in New Orleans today. It's his first visit to the city since taking office. It was just over 4 years ago that Hurricane Katrina triggered flooding that devastated the city. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president has been to New Orleans before, visiting four times in the months and years following Katrina as a U.S. senator, then again in early 2008 as a presidential candidate. The administration insists President Obama has been closely monitoring and is committed to New Orleans recovery. A spokesman points to 22 separate visits to Louisiana this year by senior administration officials and cabinet members. He also cites trips to the Gulf Coast in Alabama and Mississippi. In New Orleans today, Mr. Obama will tour the Martin Luther King Charter School, the first public school to be rebuilt in the Lower Ninth Ward after Katrina. Then this afternoon, the president will host a town hall meeting where he will hear directly from New Orleans residents about how things are going and about what they feel they still need. Don Gagne, NPR News.
European stock averages hit a one-year high for a second straight session today, and stock prices closed higher across Asia. The price of a barrel of oil has also been rising today. This is NPR News. A new report shows the number of homeowners falling into foreclosure in the U.S. rose in the third quarter. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
If the housing market is embarking on a major turnaround, you'd never know it from the latest foreclosure numbers. California-based RealtyTrack, which monitors foreclosure figures nationwide, says there were nearly 938,000 foreclosure filings for the 3 months ending in September. That means properties that were in some stage of foreclosure, either default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repossessions. One in every 136 U.S. housing units was in some stage of foreclosure. Nevada continued to have the nation's highest foreclosure rate, roughly six times the national average, followed by Arizona and California. RealtyTrack reports foreclosure filings in the third quarter were up 5% from the prior quarter and nearly 23% from the same period a year ago. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks begin trading this morning on Wall Street after the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 10,000 yesterday for the first time this year. Standard & Poor's economist Sam Stovall says that should be good for investor optimism.
It is psychological. Back in 1998, when the S&P 500 broke above 1,000, that occurred in February. And about a month and a half later, we then broke above the 1,100 mark. So it is something that's psychological in the near term, but does add to momentum in the intermediate term.
Two big banks have now reported hefty profits for their latest quarter. About a year after government bailouts of financial firms, Goldman Sachs today said it earned more than $3 billion in the quarter. Yesterday, J.P. Morgan Chase reported earnings of $3.6 billion. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.